Blog Talk Radio.
I really want, like, just, ooh,
You ever thought, like if you didn't speak, like, you know, English, so like, what accent would you want to speak?
I speak Ebonics.
No, that's not really considered. I don't know. I could picture you speaking like Jamaican or something. Seriously, you.
Because
you talk fast already, and you'll be like, yeah, like, oh, you think, you know, I'm not to the boy.
I don't think so. You think.
I said, dang, what language? I want to speak French.
I can see you. I can see you with your, you know, your raspberry beret. Shout out to Prince. You know, we'll get
Whoa.
On that just a sec. Yeah. I can see
Whoa.
You with your beret.
Whoa.
You know.
Somebody went there. Yeah, you guys,
yeah.
I mean, that was a sad loss right there.
Yeah.
Sad loss. I mean, I'm still in mourning. I think I'm taking another week off from work, you know, because that's a close family member
that
passed away.
Yeah, you're still in mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking another week off.
I was really hoping it was a hoax, you know, but you know what? I want to
Yeah, sometimes people get you. Sometimes those people get you on Facebook. They be lying, some of the celebrities died. You got to do the research.
Right.
I'm like, when they said Prince, hold on. I don't like people playing around.
I know.
Don't do that. But, I mean, I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, I know of our parents' generation, you know how they lost people like Marvin Gaye and stuff like that. But of our generation,
we're
losing some great legends. And I'm thinking about
all the 80s.
Like, now my son, like, I have to get him more into appreciating good music because I don't know who's going to carry the torch in his generation. You know, you can't say Lemonade. You know, you can't say that. But.
Whoa.
I'm just
saying,
I want someone like, I mean, you know, it's a lot of talent out there. I know that. But just to have those musical geniuses and, you know, I'm just hoping that we still have some people left, like Stevie, Shaka, all of them that are still left here behind. Great music. I mean, these are music that I used to get on my nerves growing up that you hear in your house, your aunt's house, old people's house. Like, why y'all playing this stuff? That's whack. I want to hear Rumshaker, you know. But now, when you're older, you're listening to
zoom,
it.
Zoom.
You appreciate that time period. You appreciate that music that you were raised on. It's like, dang, I don't know any artist of today's time that I can really relate to. Bring my boy right there, man. I was like, I know some people love Michael. Michael, they had different styles of music.
Yes.
They're in a whole different category. But honestly, I like Michael's music, but I wasn't a fan. I couldn't imagine myself with Michael. You know, I can imagine myself with Prince, though, baby. Yes.
Ooh. You think hey, let me ask you about what you think. You think he was real freaky in bed? Like, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Now, can you really think about that about Michael Jackson,
like,
though?
I know you thought, like, sleeping with Mike, but Prince, my little girlfriend, we like, I wonder how freaky he is. I'm like,
Because, I mean, it's just a curiosity, and he was like, he was silly, but then he was serious, he was shady. You know, I just like all his personality. I'm just like, dang, he's just sexy. You just want to discover that.
Oh,
I don't know which comedian.
He can get it.
Hey, maybe
you know
which comedian was like, and I'm just paraphrasing, but I don't know the exact words. I just remember the story that they told a comedian. I don't know if it was Eddie Murphy or Jamie Foxx when they were talking about, don't Prince look good? Like, I know I'm a dude, but dang, Prince was like a pretty fawn. He kept describing Prince as a fawn. Like, I think it was Jamie Foxx. They saw him from behind, and they thought he had that shirt cut, girl. Had that Monica cut.
Prince looked better than his sister. Like, you know, he's in the jail.
All of them, baby. You know what's sad? Because I was like, he didn't leave behind a will, but in a way, maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he did it on purpose. He was unpredictable like that. So I'm thinking he did it on purpose. Like, they ain't going to fight over his, you know, he's worth. He was worth more alive. Now he worth even more dead. Everybody went out beating stuff.
Well, do you think Tyka should get all his money, or should it be spread out evenly amongst his siblings?
I think that in the eyes of the law, it should be fairly distributed, whether or not, because you don't know if Tyka was there 100%. We don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Because he
has
such a big friendship, you know, the inner circle. I mean, it's people like Tamron Hall. I mean, that's my girl. I watch her ID channel. I didn't even know they was friends.
Mm-hmm,
but, I mean,
mm-hmm.
his circle stretched so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, nobody knows when they're going to go. I think it was unexpected. But I still think that he's the type of person that would have had all that taken care of. You never know with his personality. I think that he just had it set up like that. I did.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would fight over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was a big contributor to different charities that I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's sad that we find out this stuff once they die. It's like you don't really know all that they do and all that they work. Because they were telling us about Paisley Park, how he had concerts there in Minnesota. They walked through his house like, you know, Prince was like, hey, you know, y'all made this happen, not me. He opened up his house to everybody, and they said that's constant. That was his generosity. That's how he was.
Yes.
And you think of him on his magnitude, like, we in his house.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, his siblings, they up there. I think they should get it, but do something wisely with his money.
Yes.
You know, don't just blow it. Just do something that, you know, open up a museum. Turn his house into like a museum or something. You know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
just do something
hot.
Real
mm-hmm.
positive. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a nice place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it hurt me. Hurt me deeply.
That is true.
Man, 87, that was my boy back then.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said.
See, my family's small. I'm an only child. So when I leave this, I don't know no siblings going to be fighting over my millions. So. I'm gonna be good.
I don't think they're fighting. I think that sister, because she probably feels like she's full blood, and the rest of them are half. She probably feels like she's more entitled than they are. But like I said, I never seen her until now. I don't. I seen Sheila E. I seen other people, Wendy and Lisa. You know.
Yeah.
But who knows?
So, I mean, like I said, growing up back in the day, I remember he had, you know, had a sister, but I did not know that he had all these other siblings.
Honestly,
and stuff like
if
that.
You want to talk about Prince and a sibling, I knew of the sister that was suing him in court.
Yeah.
Now that one has passed away. I didn't know nothing about her. You know.
Oh. Okay.
I think like assumed when they said he had a sister, I thought it was her. But
come to find out,
he had other ones. His half sister talking about, she wrote a song. Good. Sit back.
His full blood sister wrote, he helped her with some music and stuff. And I guess she helped.
But I'm just saying, you won't sue your brother because you wrote a song. Girl. Bye.
I know.
But they saying, like, if they can't get that settled, then it will go to all the siblings, of course. And if their siblings have passed away, it will go to their children.
Oh, yes.
My golly.
Well,
you might
jump in there and get your piece of it. Go on, get your little piece of it.
You tried it. You tried it.
You like skin. You get it. Put your purple rain jacket on. Go on, get your money,
girl. You know I got mama trying to find that jacket.
Girl, you told me that. Because
I was like, I got a picture. People don't know this. I got a picture that, you know... Man, a purple leather jacket. I thought I was a stuff in fifth grade. I'm telling you. Don't mess with me.
Lord, fifth grade.
Yeah,
that,
I said, but if you... I can't fit that jacket. I'm going to have to pass that down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just purple. It didn't have anything special on there, but, you wore a purple jacket. And I was really into... I'm still into pink. But it's just the fact that you had to get that purple jacket. Well, I'm chilling trying to look for it. Got mama looking for it. Yeah, if I can't, I know I got that picture. I'm like, show the people. I've been down since what? I don't just jump on the bandwagon when they die. Don't play. Some people buying their stuff nowadays.
I mean, I still have, you know, the purple rain, the vinyl, you know.
I know. I kind of threw shade at you.
I was like, no, she didn't. But I have a lot of my
friends. I mean, because, you MJ, that's cool.
I went to his tour, you know, 84 tour when he was down here. And that, oh, girl, I'll never forget that. I had my Wave Nouveau on.
This Prince time.
Yeah,
we still on Prince. You know, you can celebrate Michael. You know, next time.
Yeah, okay,
but
you're right. It's Prince time. Okay.
No,
well,
but seriously,
do you think that who do you think will have a? You think Prince will have a bigger funeral or turnout?
You know,
Mike?
they already done cremated Prince. They got him buried in some secret location because they scared they going to dig up the ashes and stuff. I'm like, y'all really like that fan? Yeah, I know they had to do that with Michael. Michael is buried where he's buried. They got a security guard there at all times. So
yeah,
I don't think Michael's body is there, though. I really don't think his body is there. I think the family did something to wait because, you know, you don't want his remains dug up by some sicko. I just want to be close to you. But, yeah, he's already been cremated. They were saying that we're supposed to get a treat out of it. You know, like we're supposed to get like the fans. They're gonna do something real nice for him. So we just waiting. We just sitting ducks waiting.
Yeah.
But
speaking of sitting ducks, are you still waiting on Janet? You still waiting on Janet?
You know what? I get fired up because Janet.
I want to know.
Janet, no, okay. Like, I mean, I did post this on my Facebook. If one of them go, I'm just going to stop listening to music because all my legends are gone. You know, all I got left is, dang, I got Shaka left, I got Janet, I don't even know. You know, I got Stevie. But if they go, I'm just done with music. I'm just, But,
goodness.
No, yeah, we still waiting on Janet.
Dang.
Still waiting on her. But I'm just like, I'm going to put the message out there, Janet. How you gonna lay Formation out? Come on. Beyonce was pregnant too. She still did her tour.
I'm done.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like I'm pissed. I'm just at least exchange your tickets for Formation tickets. I wouldn't even be mad.
If she did that.
That offer. Hey, I know I can't make it to Dallas, but we gonna see. We gonna see July 24th if she actually show up. Because that's what it's been postponed to. I waited this long.
Got
my hair for the concert, you know.
Award. You got your hair.
Got my hair, girl. You know, I kind of want this look. You know how she did that.
No, ma'am. I'm not understanding on this.
I ain't gonna tell y'all because I don't want people knowing what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna keep it like under wraps.
You, girl.
Girl, I'm going all out for Janet because it's going to be her last tour. She over there cooking eggs now, right now. So it's going to be her last tour.
And
I want to go out with a bang. I want to go out with a bang. Like, yeah, I was there. I got to see Prince live. I got to see Janet live. I never saw Michael Jackson live.
Prince live?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I missed that.
Yes.
What?
I didn't make it to everyone. I've seen him when he has. Who hasn't?
Well, I'm about to raise my right hand on that one because I haven't seen Prince. Now, Mike,
I've never seen Michael Jackson in concert. I mean, but I just never, I never seen Michael Jackson in concert. I've even seen Destiny Childs in concert. I said Childs.
Really?
Destiny Childs.
See, you're a goer.
They were here.
I don't do a lot of concerts.
No, I'm not a concert goer. This is the thing. People last year, they were like, you went to Beyonce? I'm a fan of Beyonce, but I'm not like the biggest diehard fan of her. You know how you can hear her and be like,
that's
cool. Yeah, so I didn't buy her ticket. It was a free ticket. Who wouldn't go?
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't
that's
go?
That's how I look at it. Who wouldn't go? That's stupid. So I went, and I mean, she's an entertainer. She entertained. And I appreciate it,
I just want the bodysuits and
that girl be snatched.
Yes, honey.
But I feel like I don't know if you watched the Lemonade thing. I feel like that she should retire. I think it's not saying she's bad. I don't see her going beyond this. I think this was like her final burial. Like, I done everything. I'm good. You know, I left y'all with this to settle on. You know, she went through all the different stages of her life, and That's it. I think, you know, some artists, they've done everything. They have reached that plateau in life. And so I just feel like she's gone.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, we'll always have a vote of her music, too. Think about it. Like, come on. You think Beyonce should still keep going?
Child, you're going to have everybody, you know, having lemonade stands and
people really miss the message. You know, I don't want the lemonade. I want the tea. I just felt like watching it. She was giving us tea. It wasn't lemonade. I mean, she gave a little speech about making lemonade, how her grandmother made lemonade. But the tea that I got from it, it was like she was spilling tea right there. I was like Kermit. I was drinking it up. But
you think she was talking about being cheated on by
I think this is my theories on that. I got two.
Okay.
One, I really think she was talking about her dad and her mom.
Okay.
That was my first one. Then, after looking at it, I was like, okay, Jay did it before they got married. I don't think she would be still married because she's such a powerhouse. She's so into feminists and all that kind of stuff. She's a feminist.
Right, right.
I think it happened before, you know, they really did vows and stuff like that. I don't think she would have married him. Look, I mean, she's a powerful house. He changed when he was with her.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? She didn't change with him. He changed. Y'all know Jay's rock all that little hardcore gangster look. So as he gets with this woman, he mean the president. He had longer balls. To like this classic gentleman, he wearing suits and tux. And I'm like, whoa, So I really don't think that she came into herself. I think he came into herself. I think she put those demands down, and he said, hell, I ain't losing this one. He got himself right. Because, I mean, he was rocking with Foxy. Yeah, whatever. whoever they say, Rachel Roy, whoever he want to be with, but nobody going to top her, you know, in life.
Yeah.
And can you really be Jay-Z and sit back and be like, yeah, I divorced Beyonce. What?
I mean, I figured, you know, if he cheated away,
I think
while
if
they
he hurt
married,
her,
she's not going anywhere. I mean, that's money.
I don't think she would. I think she would have left him if it happened in their marriage. I really do.
You think so?
I don't see her staying with him. Mm. And she's married. I think it happened before they got together. I could see that.
Mm.
She's like, now with you, you know, you need to, I'm the only one. We exclusive. You need to cut that off. Because he not cool with the what's that guy name he used to be cool with? Damon Jash or something like that? Why they not cool no more?
Oh, girl, get all the
secrets
on
that. Think about it. I think something happened.
Uh-huh.
Damon settled for Rachel Roy because, you know, Aaliyah died.
Yeah, because Damon Dash
wasn't
he dating Aaliyah?
He was engaged to her.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
You know, I think about that kind of stuff. Do you ever think like, okay, that's a celebrity, I know. But, you know, their life ain't no different from nobody else's. The fact that Rachel Roy, it's kind of like I was seeing you for a little while, but then I pick Aaliyah over you. And then she passed away. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I can mess around with you. What? As a woman, like, how would you feel? Like, you like, I'm settling for you, but I'm really not in love with you.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Mm-mm. And maybe love will come. You just, you know, you hoping on a wing and a prayer with that one. I didn't think about that. And actually, he actually has a reality show with him and his brother on there. I'm like, they going through some therapy.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, he. I don't know if Stacey Dash is his cousin or his sister. Who knows? That family all messed up. Who cares?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. I love to talk about celebrities because of what they put out there, we can judge. You know, can't judge their name been out there.
Yes. Yes. And everyone, you're listening to Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL. If you'd love to call in and talk to our crazy asses, the number 646-668-8898. Or you can just listen in.
I got a question to ask you, too, after you finish your little slogan.
Okay. curve
the commercial
bag
slogan.
I do it very well. CURVZMAG.com. But we would love for you guys to call in. But I know your scary ass is not gonna do it. Okay.
I know. You know what? It's so funny because you get all these inboxes, you get all these little things, text messages.
Yeah.
But people don't like being on the air, and it's just like if I'm talking to you on the phone, it's the same thing. So
uh-huh.
You know, like I said. I'm going to start recording what y'all say to me on the phone, and then I'm going to put
it. Yeah, don't text me. Don't inbox me. Don't do any of that. You asked me to call in. Ooh, y'all was talking about this. I want to call in.
Ooh, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? I do want to talk about something, but, let's go to commercial.
Oh.
And then
okay.
I got something real good to ask you and see where you're coming from on that.
All right.
We'll be back.
So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back.
All right, guys.
Hit it.
Yeah. Look, turn me up, break the knob, right? I get dressed like it's prom night. I feed them lemons in the limelight. They say I'm full, lost my appetite.
Hell no.
Keep on pushing like a dilla.
Hell no.
Keep on shooting Reggie Miller.
Hell no.
Gon' give them all the finger. You gotta set the score right, call it Hans Zimmer. My time wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in that Mercy El Lago. About to go, hey, hey, turn it to the Congo.
I just heard everything, not just celebrities, but just even fans. A friend, like they ask, like, would you tell me if my man cheated? If you saw my man cheat on me, yeah, girl.
If you see my man with someone else, you best believe you better tell me.
And then, the thing is, word now is not enough for women. Women want to see proof. And I'm like, dang, this is a loyal friend to you. They ain't going to make them nothing. I'm just saying. So, but it does make it added bonus in case he tries to say, he ain't seen me. Have that proof. Don't go up to him trying to take a picture. Take the picture, then go up to him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't get your picture. Hold on,
don't give him no time. But you know what? Honestly, I should have been an investigator because I wouldn't even let.
You should have. Oh.
You know I'm good. You know how I am. Woo-hoo. Yes. I ain't going to give out my secrets, but I'm real good. So anybody want to hit me up? That's my little side job. I'm telling you, I got y'all.
Yes.
Hit me up. But no.
Yes. If you
I'm saying I'll be that type of.
Give her. Yep.
Anybody. I'll find out anything. But what I'm saying is I would have been that kind of person. Like, if I saw my friend's man cheating, I would get all the footage. I wouldn't even let him see me. So, because if he see you, he gonna spin a story. He gonna get this story together. you know, like, oh, she saw something else. I was out with my homie, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was my sister.
So he,
my
yeah,
sister.
He giving enough time. You giving him enough time to go back and explain to that girl that story, right? So, nah, I'm
right.
gonna just be incognito.
Uh-uh,
I'm gonna get all the footage I need. Go to her. I'm like, what? Yeah. Let y'all handle that up. But see, since we talking about cheating and all that, what have you ever? This is my question. You ever been with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
It could be current. It could be in past. You've been with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and you get curious about the ex. About the ex. Have y'all ever? No, you know, like you can get a man. Like this, is how I am. When I meet you, you know, it's certain things that you would ask, especially if they were married. If they were married or they were in a long-term relationship, it's just certain things you're going to ask about them. And sometimes it sparks a curiosity because you want to know why they're not together. You want to know why, you know, like if they were such a good, you know, they always say, oh, they were such a good woman, but then, you know, time went past, she started tripping. Okay, what'd she start tripping on? I be wanting to know that kind of stuff. And then another thing is like, you know, I like, they have a certain taste that they like, you know, meaning like women got the same thing too. We may, you know, guys always say, oh, I like the girl with Coca-Cola bottle shave, you know, whatever their preference is. They like the light skinned girl, that dark skinned girl, whatever. Have you always dated that type of woman? I want to see, because I want to see, like, why you chose me. So I get to investigate. I do.
Okay.
And I look at the exes. I want to see, like, you know, because we talking about it. Throw a little photo out there. Show me something. So, you know, I always think brothers, they be trying to play it on the cool. You know, like, I know they be like, I wonder how that nigga look. You know, with a female, we can always get her name, go search Facebook, but sometimes they're in a, you know, Gucci cool, something like that. I don't know. They can make up a name.
So you think the guys, they do that to them? Shoot, them look like that.
I think the guys, let me tell you something. Guys tend to elaborate a little bit more than they have to. I think once you get to that point where they talking freely to you and they describing the ex, because, of course, they ain't going to tell you that she was just straight up ugly. You're going to always feel like you're the better because you're the one he's with, but you just want that extra confirmation like I am, you know? So, I don't want to look at all of them. I just want to look at the last one and kind of like compare, especially if you bring her up. Especially if you bring her up, I want to know. Because I want to know, like, how do we compare? Or they try to compare. Yeah, we never should be compared because we're not the same. But then when you stumble across, let me get where I'm going. Let me tell y'all something. Okay? I am one of them curiosity females. I didn't go snooping. It's just the fact that I saw a picture of the ex. And it's kind of like, once you know their name, they leave it on your car for them to call you, that kind of thing. You type it in, and you see a picture of them, and it's like,
really?
This nigga told me she was cute, and she looked like Fiona. Swear to God, y'all. Swear to Jay Shell, you know you seen her. Am I lying?
The chick looks like Fiona for real. She is not lying, y'all.
Thank you. I said this girl right here, she could honestly go on tour with Shrek and not have any makeup from Shrek.
I was like, girl, don't love that woman like that. She shot me a picture. I was like, damn, homegirl is just like Fiona.
Because you always want to be the woman, like, oh, he with me now because, you know I look good. But then you see, now, props go to people who upgrade. I'm not going to hate on the man if he didn't have one. She's a bad, I'm going to give her a problem. I'm like, dang, she bad, you know. But if she ain't and you done hyped her up, I'm going to embarrass you. Every time I see, I'm like, man, you want to go see Shrek? Did you ever see that movie? Did you like Shrek? You're like, what are you talking about? Like,
So he's with this Fiona. Oh, baby, you so beautiful. You so pretty. Now, how that's going to make you feel? You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck I look like?
Yeah,
man?
Because
I mean,
you said she was beautiful and pretty, too. You said she was beautiful and pretty. pretty too. So I'm like, what? I don't know.
Like,
if you,
like,
I don't feel like that. You telling me the truth because I don't see something else. You cannot tell them because they have never shown you the picture of the ex. So you got to play it off. Like, even if you get caught, play it off like that. You don't remember you showed me that? You don't remember? You know. But you got to play it off. Like, you got to play it off like you ain't never seen her. That's my favorite thing. You got to play it off like you ain't never seen her, okay?
Girl.
But you have. Mm-hmm. So if he's sitting there telling me I'm beautiful and whispering sweet nothings in my ears, and, you know, I'm like, you tell her the same thing. Cause, oh,
told her the
God,
same thing.
Jesus.
So you're wondering, this ugly chick versus me, like.
Okay. Okay, you asked that question, right? You asked that question. You said, what if he said the same thing he said to her? Then you go back. Then that's going to make me go back how she used to look.
Okay, how she
maybe,
used to look. Okay, okay.
Maybe
when you first got with her, she looked, okay, you're right.
Yeah. I get curious about that, too, especially if you've been with them, like, 15 plus.
But I don't know.
Or, no. In my situation.
I've always kept myself up on it. So
always. But
if
I know this. They hook.
Nah.
No, back in the day, she liked her from high school, and she looked a certain way, and she looked different. She looked different.
Cool.
I know people change from high school. That's true.
Yes,
but if you ain't
God.
Always kept
thank
yourself
God, I
up,
did
yeah.
From back then to now, oh my God, whew, Lord Jesus, thank you. I look better now than I did back then. Whew, my goodness. Oh.
But
oh,
when you find out they didn't
back.
Change, there's no difference. What did you find out? There was no difference. They still look the same. They look the same coming out the cocoon.
See, that's what I'm saying, because like if my ex-boyfriend would show his current girlfriend pictures of me now, but he's like, okay, this lady's pretty dead. She always kept herself up, you know, but look at that. Well, you know how they used to look. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess some women don't keep themselves up.
Well,
I look at it like this.
I saw Fiona. Maybe she didn't look like that in her younger days because you told me you known her since high school. Okay, so
okay.
I give you that credit.
Okay.
This is years later. Y'all done already had y'all 10-year, 15-year, whatever. So I need to go back, do some research. So I want to see how she looked. But she still was Fiona. Back then. And you were like, yeah, she was real cute back in the day. That's what they say. Yeah, I do say
yeah.
that. Oh, yeah, she was real. She had it. Oh, she had
oh, yeah,
a baby
she wasn't
back
like
in the day.
She was.
So I don't know if they blinded by love. Because, so, you know, we mess up, too. We mess up. I'll be the first to admit I had a little short something. I've never, ever, ever gave little bit of time of day.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I did. I went out on limb, you know, nothing about his height. He just had that, you know, make you feel like he was 6 foot, whatever.
Ooh.
But there's I don't see nothing wrong with the having preferences or standards. That's who you like. But sometimes we waver a little bit because they can outdo that. But so, you know, I've done once, you know, little man. But, He wasn't all that. Like, some people have some good little man stories. I mean, like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I know
so,
about dating out of your norm, you know.
Yeah,
so
like,
he's
like dating, not because he's sure, he's just not of somebody, like, I just was, But then they tell you they was like this way back in the day. Like, really? You don't be 6'1" back in the day, and then you get cut down to 5'1".
So that's what I'm saying. Oh yeah, well, she didn't look like that when I met her. Well, damn, she changed that much from back then to now. I mean, ooh, these chicks, they didn't keep that.
But then you bust
them,
right? They lie to you though, right? They lie to you because when you see them, they are the same way they were back then.
So then I start second looking at myself like
I don't believe you when you said I was beautiful and I was gorgeous. I'm like, I don't know.
Because I wonder, because I've seen exes and stuff, and I'm like, What the you know what
people always say, oh, beauty's only skin deep.
But
y'all will be honest, be really honest, do some soul searching. Y'all know, y'all do not look at nobody's heart when y'all first meet them. You looking at the outer appearance. You looking at something that's going to attract you to that person. It could have been the way her hair blew that day. Simple as that.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
you know what I mean?
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
I gotta keep it cute. But I'm just saying that you can't say when I met them, oh, you know, I started talking to her because she had a good heart. No, you're lying.
Right.
You didn't even know her. She didn't even open up her mouth. You saw something, and you're like, people always say, I'm not conceited. I'm not that, you know, I'm not. Yes, you are. We are all vain in our way. When you see somebody for the first time, you are vain because you're looking to see if they got all that together. Stop lying, because you wouldn't even talk to them. You wouldn't.
Because I guarantee
you,
if you
talk
was not
to them,
on point,
you're like,
I would not
okay,
be looking at
you.
You
know, I do like, I use peer.
Come on. Oh, I saw her heart. You saw that ass. Breasts.
How you feel about that,
guys? I'm sorry? What'd you say? There she go, being fly.
Okay. I don't know what happened to my little co-host. You know, she on silent.
Here.
Maybe that last part got to, you know, get a little, take
I'm
a little
here.
Tear jerk a break.
I'm here.
But I really sometimes go through those times with people, and they not only their own, like what first attracted them to that person. So y'all can call in. Inbox me, text me your responses, because y'all going to do that. Y'all don't know why y'all don't call in. But we'll figure it out. And
you can hear me, KL. I'm here. Hello.
And
we're going to
go on a little mini break.
What the hell have you done to me now? Have you seen yourself in a mirror? Shake my head and look at you.
Perfect picture, perfect picture.
Some other girls, they want the pearls, but fly away.
Technician on this side is, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm back.
I was ready to go solo.
I'm traveling. I'm not in the States, so like I said, you know, I was in the Bahamas.
Oh, you're doing that Steve Harvey stuff, huh? You know how Steve be, you know, calling in to 107.
Yeah.
Oh, 105.7. My bad.
I was say what the what? Yeah, 105.
He be doing it from his hotel, doing it from, you know, his talk show.
Yeah.
So you like that now, right? You big time.
That's definitely. Okay. Yeah, I tell you, I'm making the millions, girl. I'm trying to know who I'm gonna leave this money to. Just I don't know. My man better
your
treat
children.
Me right. I might. Oh, yeah, that's right. Snap! I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Them little critters, I don't know. They better act right. They ain't getting shit from me. How y'all hear me? Trust.
Y'all always got Kai.
Oh, my gosh, my nephew. Lord Jesus, he said he missed me tonight. I melted like this, like butter on a hot Texas summer day, honey. I was all over the place, just running.
Boy, little kids sure do know how to milk it, don't they?
Oh, yes, that boy can get it. Yes, he can get everything. Oh, yes. He's like, Auntie J. Shell, I miss you. I miss you.
Wait,
he didn't say Auntie J. Shell. He said my government name, y'all. He said, but still, I was like, yes, baby, yes. Love me some little cable. No, but
girl, I need to ask you something else.
Okay, go ahead. What's
up? No, I done jumped from there because, you know, you left me solo. But, I mean, we'll always go back. We'll always end up going back.
Okay,
so this is another thing that I have an issue with. If you've been with somebody and, I mean, y'all real serious, real
uh-oh.
Serious, y'all in the
uh-oh.
I love you stages and stuff,
oh,
and
God.
Somebody just pop up from out of nowhere. I'm just saying. The whole time you're single, mingling, ain't nobody at the door, right?
Right.
I'm not saying somebody knocking at my door. I'm just giving you like an analogy. But they just, you know, they just pop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or you,
that's right.
Or you see somebody, you like, they really going hard, they flirting with you and stuff like that, and you like, I'm with somebody. I'm with somebody right now, and I'm gonna be with him for a minute, you know. So you know, like you know. But do you ever get tempted?
I you know what?
Not tempted
ooh,
to cheat, but
not
sometimes, like,
cheat,
do y'all ever
number?
Get tempted to have a conversation with that person, even though you have already put out there that you are with somebody? You know, let me tell you how they do it. Let me give you an example. Because you got to be real careful on them, because they real slippery.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They'll be like, just say, for instance, you say, hey, you know, you my let's just say you my MCM. Just give an example. And then they inbox you. And they like, oh, man, I appreciate it. You know, they're so humble, so sweet. Oh, they, you know, no problem. Let's say they WC'd you, whatever that is. Women Crush, what is that, Wednesday?
Yeah,
They did that. Yeah, they did that. And you like, oh, thank you. And then they like, you know, hey, so what's up? There ain't nothing up. I'm just thank you, appreciate it. You know, you do me, I need you, kind of thing. Then the conversation go on, and they tell you, you know, like, so, you know, yeah, we should hang out sometime. Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, that's when you, do you tell them, like, yeah, okay, hang out, because, you know, because you jump into conclusions. You might be jumping to conclusions. Do you tell them, hey, you know, I have somebody, or do you say, or B, do you say, oh, yeah, we hang out sometimes as friends, some corny? Or they not even probably, I'm afraid to say, okay, you know, I'm not afraid to tell somebody I'm with them, but I'm saying, like, what if I'm jumping and they're like, I'm not even asking you out on a date, I'm just saying we can hang out sometime, you know, like, you know, we cool,
ooh,
we've always been cool. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're not
yes.
thinking about them on that level because you with your dude. But then again, you second guess it because you're like, wait a minute, we hang out. You know,
I have a good one.
Okay,
go ahead. Okay, my ex and I, we're still good friends, and he's married.
Mm-mm.
But, you know,
mm-mm.
and we talk on the phone and stuff, but he
mm-mm.
always asking me, hold up, you know, hey, we should go have drinks. Let me say this. He knows I have that.
That's a date.
He knows that because I made it very clear that I
and
have.
And you
a
know
man.
He married.
And I know he's married to a Fiona. And I'm like, whoa, you know. but he always like, hey, let's have a drink and let's go out and do this. Like, I don't think so. I don't think that's, you know.
No, but he's an ex, though. This somebody that ain't my ex.
Okay, I know. I was
this is somebody who just, yeah, this. I'm like, wait a minute.
I know.
But you know what? I do, like, I can't be friends with exes. Like, I can't have them have my number because you're an ex. You're somebody on my past. You know,
yeah,
we don't talk.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because I don't want that, like, whole dip back feeling. Like, nah, we don't go backwards.
Ooh,
but yeah,
I like that. How you say it?
Yeah.
I like the dip back.
Dip back.
Rerun.
Dip it back.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to cheat.
Like, you know, once they become my ex, even though y'all end well, y'all be like, oh, yeah, we can still be friends. I'm lying. I am lying to you. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm breaking up with you. I'm not going to be your friend. You know,
yeah,
I'm just going to end it.
You're not going to be friends. You're not going to
talk to
you.
And then I'll block you. I do block you.
You're not going to be. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, but if I see you out in public, I will act like, you know, hey, oh, why did you lose contact? Oh, no, I got a different phone. You know, I do want them. But.
Well, let me have your number.
I don't like confusion. I don't want to be talking, you know, with my man, and then, you know, you got the X in your ear because it's never going to go good, you know? So I want to give that person a fair opportunity. So, no, I don't be friends with exes. But I'm saying people who are not exes, they're probably like somebody maybe once upon a dreamland, you may have tried to talk to them, would have tried to talk to them, you know, or stuff don't work out, you will talk to them.
Okay. I'm in on that back burner just in case.
But you don't want to make it like, okay, let me get your number and I just save it. Nah. Because you're already ending your relationship with the previous, right?
Right.
No, I just wonder about that because I'm like, how do you approach that situation? You already know you got a man. He don't be on his Facebook seeing you with the man and stuff. You know. But then you got some bold brothers. I got some bold brothers. Don't care you with a man that tell you in a minute. I don't see no ring on your finger. Ooh.
Exactly. Ooh, yeah.
If you catch me off guard like that, I don't have a comeback. I have to really think and let that soak in. I'll be like, oh,
yeah,
come on, stop playing. I was trying to.
Yeah.
You take me off your finger because you ain't got no ring on your finger. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, because
it is true, but you don't want to give them that. You don't want to give them that credit. You don't want to give them credit.
Yeah,
I have an ex.
You're not married to him, are you? I'm like, well, I mean, no.
But I do have an ex who wants to, like, now they know you're with somebody, they had this epiphany of life. They want to, you know, like, they come back. They'll message you. Like, yeah, I miss you, you know. Somebody probably told them I moved on, and they like, I miss you. And I was really thinking about what went down between us, and they be trying to, you know, smooth their way back in. You can choose to go that route. I've never went back to ex. I'm just saying, some people do. Some people still mess with the ex and the new guy. I don't know.
I mean, I've gone back to exes. But
exes with an X? Okay.
Yeah, this time with the S, yes. Like, if I'm not dating anybody, I've gone back to an ex just to see or to get some.
Oh, but you're single. You don't do it when you're in a relationship. That's a good thing. That's what I mean. I know some people who do, and to each his own. I'm not one. I kind of let it grow. If it grows and we become more, it is what it is, but I'm not thinking about you. Like, if it doesn't work out, I'm not thinking about the other man, you know? But I know some people do.
No, I mean, I'm not.
You say you have a friend that's married, and your man still let you talk to your ex?
I'm just asking. I mean,
that's forbidden.
Hold on. He talked to his exes, so.
What?
I would say they have personally, I don't know if they converse on the phone or what, but, I mean, at one point in time, they would carpool to church. Now, I had a problem with that, though, you know.
Yeah, we'll
do
it.
You
shut that down.
But it's not like I'm talking to my exes like every day or whatever. It's just be sporadic or whatever like that. But
okay.
But as far
but
as
they're married though.
Yeah, he's married and everything. I mean, I've known him.
Okay, if he talking to you from a friend, like, it is a different. If he talking to you from a friend, and he ain't trying to be shady on the man, is he? He's not trying to be, oh, you with that man?
No, he's like, you know, I'm glad you found someone and you're happy. You know, like, I know his family knows mine. He's known my kids since they were, like, little folks. So, yeah, so we're cool now. Now, my man with his ex, I know they have other intentions. They're trying to get back to that, so. And I do have a problem with my man talking to his exes. Yeah, I do.
I will throw this out there. Some men have exes because they have children with them, and I understand if they're underage, you still have to make that communication happen.
That is true.
But I don't believe in, like, telling somebody all your business, what's going on. Like, your ex should know too much about you. If it's dealing with the children, deal with the children. That's it.
Right.
Like, you should see him be knowing that you with somebody and she know all your pedigree about yourself. You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't.
They shouldn't even know all that. They should be like, you know, yeah, I'm dating somebody and, you know, I'm still going to be here for my kids and you squash that away. But they shouldn't be calling just out of nowhere. I just want to talk to you. It had nothing to do with the kids.
Because it's like that when you start dating somebody, I mean, they come out of the woodwork. I'm like,
it's some people you don't even know. You got the gas station, public gas, somebody trying to talk to you. You're like, dang it.
For real?
I think, you know, old people, that's temptation. That's the devil. Shut up.
Okay. Don't let that devil.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm tripping about that because I feel like when you're single, nobody's around there. They may like you, may like them. Y'all little, ain't nobody out there when you're single.
And then when I start dating somebody, the ones that I would like it back then try to holler at me, and I'm like, no, that's too late. It's too late.
Oh, you hold grudges? You're too late.
You're too late.
Got somebody.
I mean, so you were liking me back then. Why didn't you say something? Now I'm with somebody. I can't get with you. But I will put you on the back burner. Not just kidding. But
okay, have you ever had somebody who took years to try to talk to you, too? And you like, for real, dude. I've had that where they come back from, like, y'all been friends for years. You didn't even know they liked you. You, because you wasn't feeling like that. You, that's your brother.
Oh,
that's your, you know.
Yeah.
And then they be like, I like you. I'm like, dang it, why you got to like me? Because now the roles change. You know, I'm going to feel weird because we just got finished hanging out. We buddies. You know, we're buddies. We're genuinely friends. And now you like me.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Like me.
Oh, my God. And I start distancing myself. Nobody ever knew this. My best friend, her best friend, I ain't going to use her name. You know, we were tight. We hung tight. You know, she got married. I backed off because I didn't, you know, you didn't want to be their friend. Like, you know, just always the tag-along friend.
Right.
You know, you just like, I look at it like, I want that relationship to work.
Yes.
Then I got a best guy friend who, you know, he stayed up in Houston, and I just felt like we was always on the phone. We talked. We were just buddies. And then he met this woman, and he married her. I backed off because women always think, okay, the woman, that girl talking because she, you know, she your best friend. She like you. So I never wanted that kind of drama. So I backed off. So, like, over time, we had such a big gap. And I could have called over the years, but I didn't. Because I never wanted to be giving that woman that insecurity. You know what I mean? Even though we were good friends. I mean, I know he's the wife now. She's the wife now. She's the best friend. I just kind of, like, backed off. But I do miss our friendship because, you know, that he gave you, guys do. They gave you the insight of the guys, and you have your insight of the women. So I do miss that friendship. But so much time has passed.
Don't talk too much. We're going to pick up this conversation next Sunday, Lord willing.
I ain't going to remember this.
You ain't going to remember this. I'm going to help you remember this. But seriously, guys, I want to thank everyone for listening. I know Kayla loves to run her mouth. I love hearing her talk, you know, and I can kind of get
the
few words.
She talks a lot, too.
I'm not talking much as you do. But, yes, but again, this has been shenanigans.
But you
got to
admit, that was a buildup of 2 weeks not being on the air. Hello.
That's true. Yeah. So this is our show.
But we want to thank our CEO for paying the bills.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. I thought I was going to have to get out there and sell some ass for this spaceship.
Coffee grind.
That's right. That's y'all for listening, and we'll hopefully
Curves Radio.
That's right, Curves Radio. Smooches.
Bye.